This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. Our top stories first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli led Nepal Communist Party organizes mass gathering in Kathmandu today. Heading on writ petition filed against the dissolution of House of Representatives continues today as well. Government lawyers defending the decision of House dissolution to seek fresh mandate. And Myanmar military tightens grip with high-profile arrest. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli led Nepal Communist Party NCP has organized a mass gathering in front of the Narayan Hiti Palace in Kathmandu today. The mass rallies were taken out from different corners of the valley to assemble at the designated spot. The mass gathering has been organized under the slogan Fresh Mandate for the End of Anarchy, Geographical Integrity, Political Stability and Prosperity. The mass gathering is being addressed by Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa and Standing Committee Member Satyanarayan Mandal. The hearing on the writ petition filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives continued today as well, the 18th day since it began at the Supreme Court. The lawyers representing the government are defending the decision to dissolve the House and seek a fresh mandate. Earlier, Government Attorney General Agni Kharel and Senior Advocate Sushil Panta had also argued the decision of the Prime Minister's move to dissolve the House of Representatives was constitutional. Pleading by the advocates representing the petitioners have already been completed. The District Health Office in Doti vaccinated 50 inmates against the COVID-19. According to contact officer at District Health Office Sure Bista, they were administered the vaccine in the district jail. 30 security persons deputed in the jail were also vaccinated against the COVID-19 on the occasion. The District Health Office has launched the campaign to ensure anti-COVID-19 vaccines to 1,526 frontline workers, including health workers and employees, for the first round in the district. Bishnu Raj Oja, an Assistant Dean of Agriculture and Forestry University Rampur in Chitwan, has died early this morning. Oja was admitted at Chitwan Medical College on December 26 last year and died in course of treatment this morning. He was suffering from the lungs complications. The National Women Commission has said that it is going to set up contact offices at local levels in a bid to minimize gender-based violence. Newly appointed chairperson of the commission, Kamala Kumari Prajuli, said that the policy label initiatives would be forwarded to end the violence against the women. Similarly, Chairperson Prajuli viewed that the research was also needed to study on violence against women and campaign launched as per the research findings. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. Myanmar's military is tightening its crackdown on the former civilian government with the arrest of senior leaders from Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, NLD party. Win Hin was taken from his Yangon home early on Friday. Ms. Suu Kyi and other leaders have been detained since the military launched its coup on Monday, plunging the Southeast Asian country into uncertainty, and their whereabouts remains unknown. The move has been met with the global outrage, and the U.S. has already threatened severe sanctions on Myanmar. Donald Trump is about to stand trial in the U.S. Senate for his role in the riot at the Capitol on 6 January. He says he won't give any sort of evidence himself. The former president is the first in the U.S. history to have been charged with misconduct or impeached twice by the lower chamber of the U.S. Congress. Some Republicans also backed impeachment in that historic vote, and the Senate trial of Mr. Trump, a Republican, begins on Tuesday. The U.S. is to end its support for offensive operations by its allies in Yemen, which has been devastated by a six-year war in which more than 110,000 people are believed to have died. President Joe Biden, in his first major foreign policy, said that the war in Yemen must end. Under Mr. Biden's two predecessors, the U.S.-backed coalition led by Saudi Arabia against Houthi rebels in Yemen. The conflict has left millions of Yemenis on the brink of starvation, and fighting began in 2014 between a weak Yemeni government and the Houthi rebel movement. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up the stories once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli led Nepal Communist Party organizes mass gathering in Kathmandu today. Heading on writ petition filed against the dissolution of House of Representatives continues today as well. Government lawyers defending the decision of House dissolution to seek fresh mandate. And Myanmar military titans grip with high-profile arrest. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.